Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Some people are taking exception to the Accent Challenge ad, saying if these four young women were Irish and were mimicking someone else, we'd get upset. They are Irish. That's the point. It's about perception versus reality in 37 hilarious seconds. That's what it is. It's perception versus reality in 37 hilarious seconds. There's no one hurt. There's no racism in it. The opposite is the case. And it is an education, if you ask me, in a hilarious, hilarious way. Perception versus reality in 37 hilarious seconds. And I think a lot of people will see it that way. Now, we're back to the phenomenal reaction we got yesterday to games during the pandemic and Scrabble taking 400 words off the table, off the board, so to speak, because they're no longer appropriate. And this, as I say, people phoned in about bridge and cribbage, and we'll talk to a few people now. But Des McHale is regarded as the Irish grandmaster of brain teasers and puzzles. Des, good afternoon. Des is in Cork, UCC. Des, how do you Google proof?
That's a very interesting question, because I've got my friend here on the desk, and I dare not say her name, because if I do, she'll start talking back to me.
Alexa, yeah.
One of the things I do is to, I read dictionaries, I read books, I make up my own puzzles. And the thing is, I've tried some of these now out with Alexa this afternoon, and she doesn't know the answer. So, I asked her, what's the capital of Antarctica? And she said, well, I don't think Antarctica has a capital. But, of course, every joker knows the capital of Antarctica is the letter A.
Ah.
And after, somebody who lives in New York is called American. Somebody who lives in London is called British. What do you call somebody who lives at the North Pole? And I'm afraid she was flummoxed again. Of course, the answer is absolutely crazy.
Okay.
Santa Claus, I suppose.
So how do you beat Google? Has Google killed quizzes? And
no, I don't think it has. Google will give you good. It's wonderful. It'll give you straightforward information, but it doesn't understand humor, I think. It doesn't understand a joke. If you ask Google what cheese is made backwards, it'll start giving you technical details of cheese making, but every puzzler knows that Edam is made backwards.
Ah, brilliant.
So I thought that
M-A-D-E-E-D-A-M. Oh.
Exactly. It. And if you ask it how many seconds in a year, without say, can you tell me how many seconds there are in a year?
Yeah.
Calculator. It'll start furiously doing mental arithmetic. But, of course, the answer is 12. There's a 2nd of January, the 2nd of February.
Okay.
So tricks and questions.
Well, give us a brain teaser and we'll give it. We have a few more people coming on. We'll maybe throw it out to them as well. What's your brain? Have you got a brain teaser?
Here is one that actually comes from my 5-year-old grandson who lives in Sweden, and he caught me out on it. And he said, what did the banana say to the giraffe?
What did the banana
say to the giraffe?
Say to the giraffe. Okay.
This is for a 5-year-old now.
Okay. And what games do you play Scrabble?
Oh, I do play Scrabble. I'm a fluent Scrabble player. I absolutely love playing. But the thing is, mathematicians aren't very good at games like that. Because
and that's your background, yeah.
If you make a mistake in Scrabble, you're stuck with it. But if you make a mistake in mathematics, you just cross it out and you start all over again. That's the reason mathematicians don't become good chess players either. When you make a mistake in chess, you've had it. But in mathematics, you can cross it out and start all over again. So it doesn't always feature that if you're a good mathematician, that you're a good chess player as well.
And would you watch any quiz games on TV, Des?
Absolutely addicted to them. I watch them. The big thing is try to be. Who wants to be a millionaire? I absolutely love that. And there's only one type of person who doesn't want to go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Do you know who that is?
I don't know. Give you
a billionaire.
but Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has it reinvented the quiz show, because you were given. You were given four answers. You were given the correct answer.
Right, yeah. There was no, I give it to him, I won't give it to him. Yeah. He's got it approximately correct. It's a choice.
You could actually win a million without knowing the correct answer to any of the questions, but guessing them correctly.
But the chances of doing that are very, very tiny. There's
are
a one
they?
In four
okay.
chance. So it'll be 4 to the power of 15, it's very, very short odds.
And the phone a friend element of it, and the audience element of it. It's genius. It's pure genius.
Little things like, you know, I mean, if you're going to use your 50-50 and ask the audience, don't use the ask the audience first. Ask the 50-50 first. You know, the small little tiny things. And never tell them. I don't believe the answers that cross out are random. You know, and they often leave just the two ones you might have been thinking of. So never tell them what you're going to do. Very tiny things. But it's a matter of luck. And if I went on that program, I'm sure I'd get a question on pop music and I wouldn't have a clue because I just I can't keep up with pop music. I just don't know it. But it was a wonderful format. Whoever invented that deserves an enormous...
Well, there was an Irishman at the helm, Colm Hutchinson, if I'm right.
That's right.
He used to work with Coleman and his son, I think. But it was a brilliant idea and still
is. It's a great format.
Now the current one is a program called The Chase. Have you heard about that one, Des?
So what's The Chase again and again and again? That's a great, and that's
explain that to me.
An American Chase, and you've got an Australian Chase, and it's very, very good. But again, the questions tend to be about show business and pop music. You know, you'd never hear a question
about
opera.
So you'd be dreadful at it. Dara Ennis, the Menace, as he calls himself, Dara Ennis is a contestant on The Chase. And you explained the game, Dara, and then you became the chaser. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Explain. I've never seen it. So talk to somebody who's never seen.
Well, the idea is that you get four people who don't know each other randomly, and they go onto a show to try and beat a professional quizzer for quite large prizes. And,
okay.
The chaser is the professional quizzer, and they chase down the contestants. If they catch them, they're out, and then they don't win anything. But if they beat them in the final, then whoever gets through shares the money.
Okay. Now, who asked the questions? The chaser?
Bradley Walsh.
Okay. So what, I'm a contestant, I have a go at answering the question, and if I get the answer wrong, the chaser comes in?
Yeah, no. So in the first round, you answer questions, and every one you answer accumulates a prize, £100,000.
Okay.
And then in the second round, you're playing against the chaser, and you've got a head start, and you would need to answer a certain number of questions correctly to get through to the final round. And the chaser's catching up to you, and every time you get one wrong, and the chaser gets one right, they step closer and closer to you, and if they catch you, you're out. You don't make it to the final.
Okay.
And then in the final, the team tries to set the target for the chaser to catch.
Ken, how did you come across it? Are you a pub quizzer?
So I live in Oxford, and I'm on a local pub quiz team. There's a league here with the lads from the GAA club, and I joined that years ago, and I went on the show as a contestant, and then they called me afterwards and hired me to be the new chaser.
And when were you the chaser? Are you still the chaser?
Yeah. No, I'm there's six of us on the show, and we sort of take turns, and I've been doing it for a year. I've been on air for a year, but I've been working for them for about 2.5-3 years.
So obviously you're a good chaser. You catch them.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at this. I do pretty well.
And what is the skill, Dara? What did your teacher say to you in primary school? You're the smartest boy, the most curious boy.
Usually the most annoying boy, to be honest, Joe. I was quite often in trouble in school, I was a bit of a messer, to be honest. But it's about knowing stuff, but it's mostly about keeping calm under pressure, because it's all to do with time and trying to catch people. So you have to really work very hard under time pressure, and a lot of people panic in that situation.
And filming The Chase, how long does that an episode take to film?
We film three a day, but it takes about 2.5 hours to 3 hours. It really depends on the contestants. Okay.
And Dara, what do you, The Chaser, do in real life?
Oh, in real life, I'm a scientist. I work in the University of Oxford in a neuroscience lab.
Okay. And how did you do pub quizzes when the pubs were closed?
Well, they've all gone online. So there's a big online quiz community. There's a huge online quiz league run by a website called Quiz Central. And you join in with your friends and you pay a fee and they set a league and you do them over Zoom.
Okay, now do you play any board games, Dara?
I do a bit, but I like to play Scrabble, but I'm not particularly good at it. But I like things like, obviously, like Trivial Pursuit and that kind of stuff.
Oh, of course, yeah. Now, would you play Bridge or Cribbage or...
No, God.
Go. Can you play the Chinese game Go?
Can play Go and chess. I'm not amazingly good at them. I'm better at Go than chess, to be honest.
Well, Go apparently is the most popular board game in the world.
Yeah, and it's really, the best thing about it is it's a very, very simple game to understand, but it's very, very difficult to become really good at it. Like, it's a hugely simple game to play, but it's got very complex strategies.
Well, I was looking, there's a documentary on YouTube about they try and get a computer to beat the Go Grandmaster, or I don't know, it's a man or woman in that case. But it's, I'm still looking at it, I'm saying, how do you play the game? It's just black buttons and white buttons on a big board, and there's no shape or make to where you can put them. But anyway, I think we have a Go, somebody from a Go club who will explain it to us. And we'll do that after this break.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Des McHale is a mathematical prof and a polymath as well, in terms of brain teasers and quizzes and Scrabble and number puzzles. Dara Ennis is one of the chasers on the hit British TV programme The Chase. He was also a contestant. TB is in Belfast and he runs a Go club. TB, how are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. And how many Go clubs are there in Ireland?
We have a Go club in each one of the big cities. So the biggest one is in Dublin. And, okay. Then Belfast, Galway and Cork.
Brilliant. Now,
we have players spread around all Ireland of Ireland.
Okay. Have you been affected by the pandemic?
I have been indeed, because we used to meet in person each Monday in a pub to play the game. But with the social distancing, you can't play Go.
Of course. It's a board game with two people. So can you explain, TB, how do you play Go and how do you win it?
Well, Go is a 5,000-year-old strategy game which originated in China. It's an abstract two-player game.
Okay.
So the players take turns in placing black and white pieces.
Okay.
Buttons, you might call it, but they are called stones.
Stones, okay.
And you place them on intersections of a 19 by 19 grid.
Okay.
With the aim of surrounding empty areas of the board, you know. And in addition to surrounding territory, players can also surround their opponent's stones, capturing them and removing them from the board. Despite the simplicity of the rules, the resulting game has an unrivaled depth of sophistication and strategy, you know.
It has more potential moves than chess, isn't that correct?
That's correct. Actually, the number of legal moves in a game of Go, it's higher than the number of atoms in the visible universe. So that's a very large number.
So there's a wooden board, so to speak. I have these black and white. Do I have black and you have white, for example?
Yeah.
Okay. And I place, I'm forced to go, I place one of my black zones on one of these intersections, these 19 lines that crisscross. Okay. And so then you place your white one. Do you go beside that, or you can go to a different part of the board completely?
I can go on a different place of the board completely, on a different intersection. Okay. But like in chess, you have openings. Go is a little bit different because, you know, in chess, if a novice plays a master, you cannot make the game equal. You'll know that the master will beat the novice player. But in Go...
How short could a game possibly be?
It really depends how quick and the players are. It can last from 30 minutes up to 2 hours.
Okay, but when my white button is surrounded, one of my white buttons is surrounded by black, do you get a score for that, or do we continue playing? Or I forfeit my white button like in drafts?
So the game ends when no players can make any moves, because a player can't hurt himself or herself whenever plays a stone. So it's better not playing it. You know, so then both player passes, and then the points are counted. The stones that are captured count as points, but also you have to count the empty points on the board you surround it with your own stones.
Okay.
And then who has more points wins the game.
And can it end in stalemate?
Sorry, say that again?
Can it end with nobody, neither player winning?
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Okay.
But in the modern Go, there is an advantage of 6.5 given to the white player because the white moves second in the game.
Okay, so you're given. And what buzz does it give you, TB? What buzz do you get out of it?
Go is renowned that it sharpens your mind.
Okay.
Actually, people say that it delays Alzheimer's installment.
Okay, that's where I was quoting an expert who was on Claire Bourne a few days ago, making that point about games and brain teasers and Sudoku and crosswords and Scrabble and Boggle and whatever else you have in yourself. Mark Murray, stay there, TB. Mark Murray, Countdown. You won Countdown, which is extremely popular again on UK television. What age were you when you were on Countdown, Mark?
Good afternoon, Joe. That was 7 years ago.
Okay.
It's hard to believe that it's that long ago, but I would have been 36 at the time.
So Countdown, just explain to listeners who don't know it, it's letters and numbers, isn't it?
Yeah,
separately,
so it's 15 rounds, and it's mixed with letters rounds where you get 9 letters, you've got to jumble the letters up,
okay,
get the biggest possible word out of it, and in the maths rounds, you're given 6 numbers that you've got to try and use to get to a target that the computer selects.
Okay.
For you, all within 30 seconds.
So you're given 6 numbers. The computer tells you, out of these 6 numbers, when you add, multiply, divide, whatever, subtract,
yeah,
get me to 742. And you've got to work out
exactly
how you get there. Yeah, that's now which element of it, the anagram element or the numeracy or literacy, which were you better at?
To start with, I did play Scrabble, funny enough, you were talking about that,
okay, yeah,
and that got me interest in so the words was better, but traditionally when a Scrabbler goes on Countdown, they fall down on the numbers round.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did a lot of practice on mental arithmetic before I got to the stage where I went on the show, so that was much better than it was before.
And do you win it in one programme or you win it over a series of programmes? Do you follow me?
So, I won 8 games, which was filmed over 2 days.
Okay.
And then I was number one seed because the top 8 players from that series go back and play in the finals type game. So from there, quarterfinal, semi-final and grand final. So
wow. And winning Countdown in such a, 50 million people living in the UK. Winning Countdown, did it change your life, Mark?
Not really as much as I would have liked.
Okay.
I mean, on the plus side, you know, I've got a job. I had an interview the same sort of week as the final was aired, and I got the job.
Great.
Maybe because of that.
And is the job related to numbers or letters or?
Yeah, insurance now. So.
Are you an actuary?
No.
Okay,
just
but you're working insurance. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And TB, to go back to TB and Go. TB, what do you do in real life? What brought you to Northern Ireland? You're from Romania originally.
Yes, that's true. I'm an IT consultant and I work for a small Irish consultancy firm, Outform. And I'm building dashboards.
You work, sorry?
I'm building dashboards. I'm a consultant, IT consultant.
Okay. Tara, what do you do? And you're a scientist. Dara?
Yep.
Yeah. And Des McHale, what do you do in real life now? Are you retired?
I'm a retired mathematician.
Okay. Well, can you answer the question then, retired mathematician in the home of mathematics in Ireland, which is UCC? What did the banana say to the giraffe?
Nothing, because bananas can't talk.
Okay.
Just that.
Okay. And that reminds me of a story that Walt Disney had about giraffes. When they were doing, he was a stickler for detail, and they were doing one of their Jungle Book or whatever, and he had the lion talking, and he had the zebra talking, and then someone said, I've written the giraffe into the script. And Walt Disney said, no, you cannot do that because the giraffe doesn't have vocal cords. Is interesting. Okay, so give us a few for the weekend, Des, and we'll put them up on our Twitter feed in a few minutes. Just call them out there.
My hobby is writing puzzle books, so I've written one called The World's Best Word Puzzles.
Great, great.
And the question for that is, what word begins with 7 consonants and ends with 9? So we're looking for a word that begins with 7 consonants and ends with 9.
Okay, now I'm not going to ask you any questions. You just have you another one?
Another one for you, yes. There's a mathematical one. You know that 1 plus 2 plus 3 is the same as 1 multiplied by 2 multiplied by 3. They're both 6. So can you do this with 5 whole numbers, 5 positive whole numbers? Give me 5 whole numbers that when added together is the same as when they're multiplied together.
Wow.
Tricky.
Tricky, yeah. That's a good one.
Yep.
Have you got a third one in the last 30 seconds, or am I pushing you too much?
Well,
Two is enough. One for Saturday, one for Sunday.
Right.
And we'll give you the answer on Monday. Thanks indeed, Des McHale, Dara Ennis, Mark Murray. TB is in Belfast. TB Gochu, he's originally from Romania, talking about, to me now is intriguing, Go, the Chinese game Go. I'm going to look that one up. Okay, back on Monday at 1:45. Fergus Sweeney produced, Mark McGraves on sound. Andrew DePuer was our broadcast coordinator, and Rebecca Meehan is the series producer. Ray Darcy's next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.